This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
Amen. We're going to open our Bibles up to Ephesians chapter 5. Amen. Ephesians 5. And we are going to start looking at Ephesians 5. Let's start in verse 15 for New King James, okay? And then we are going to go back up to verse 9, but we're going to look at that in the message. It says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil." We're just going to hit pause here right now. For those of you who may be listening to this service out of season, right now we are April Fool's Day in 2020. And what that means is that right now we are facing a time that's been unprecedented in our nation. And Walmart closes at night. So you could probably tell just from that statement, we have no malls open. We have no gyms open. We can't go to the beach, can't go to the park. There's so many things that are now closed. And while so many people see that as a negative, I want for us to look at things differently. Because when we look at things from the perspective of, oh, I don't get to do this. And it's funny because all of a sudden, even our schools are closed until at least May 1st. And I bet you students actually probably want to go back to school right now. And there's so many things that are happening, and it's because we've been told we can't do it that all of a sudden we want to do it. But the reality is that we can redeem this time. All of the things that we've walked around saying, I don't have time to do that. I don't have time to fellowship with God. I just don't have time to get in the Word. I just don't have time to do that. It's not true anymore. Because you cannot make a Walmart run at 2 o'clock in the morning. You actually are either at home. I mean, you could go for a walk around your block and that'd be healthy. But there's very few things that we're accustomed to filling our time with that are available to us now. All of social activities and things have been shut down. And instead of us looking at that as a negative, we need to look at this as a great opportunity. This is the best opportunity in my lifetime where we can sit down and we can just absolutely entrench ourselves in the Word of God, look, read, study the Word, and find out who we are according to the Word of God and the power that we may not have been walking in yet that is still available to each and every one of us. And so when we're told to redeem the time because the days are evil, in the Webster's 1828 dictionary, it says this. It says, to redeem time is to use more diligence in the improvement of it or be diligent and active in the duty and preparation. So when we take this scripture and we look at this from the perspective of what does it mean to actually redeem the time? It means for us to recover time. It means for us to be diligent in the time that we have. Now, in the midst of all of this, I guess that I'm one of the very few people on the planet that's actually excited about this time because I, for one, have a life that is extraordinarily busy on every side. And I'm purposing in my heart to not fill that time gaps of things that I usually have as a responsibility. I'm trying very hard to not fill it with other busyness, right? Because we can. And I have a two-page list of house projects that I want to get done. Okay, I do. But my priority is to put the word first. And then it's okay for me to work on other projects. That's not a problem. But see, we use time as an excuse. Well, I just don't have any time. Well, you do now, right? We do have time. What are we utilizing that time for? Are we going to utilize that time to strengthen who we are in Christ? Or are we going to use this time just to be busy about something else? And there is, let me ask you this. If you didn't have television, what would you be filling your time with, right? Because let's just be honest. I usually, if I walk into Walmart, it's like a time warp for me. Because I walk in, I'm just going to grab something, it's going to be 15 minutes, and 2 hours later, and usually $100 or $200 later, I walk out of Walmart for the one thing that I needed, right? And it's like this time warp that happens. And it's funny because the same thing happens on the internet for me. The same thing can happen on television. And it doesn't even mean that I'm interested in the show. But I have this thing where if it's on, I look at it. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? But we have to purpose in our hearts not to fill ourselves with other busyness, but to redeem this time. And we know the days are evil, right? We know what's happening around us. We know the attitudes that we're encountering. Like Minister Curtis was saying earlier, we need to purpose in our hearts to be a light to people, right? Is persecution going to come for the word's sake? Absolutely. Absolutely. And you're a fool if you believe God, right? But we just saw that on Sunday. Didn't we hear that from the messenger of king of Assyria? You're a fool if you trust God. You're a fool if you believe what God says. Well, that's because to people who do not believe the gospel, the word of God is foolishness, and they don't know different. So we understand persecution arises for the word's sake, but will we endure, right? Remember when Pastor Kurt taught us out of the sower sows the word, one of the three grounds that does not produce are those who receive the word with gladness and endure for a time, right? But then when persecution arises for the word's sake, it chokes out the word and it becomes unfruitful. So we know that persecution comes, but will we endure beyond that persecution? Will we stick true to what the word says regardless of our circumstances or regardless of what's going on around us? And we can have the peace that surpasses all understanding right now. Not later, not when the storm passes, but right now. And in the midst of this peace that we have right now, we should be in fellowship constantly with the Father. Number one, because the scripture says in Isaiah 26:3, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Your trust of God is supernaturally going to increase the more that you spend your time meditating on him. And remember, we did talk about the definition of meditating the word of God on Sunday, and we talked about that it means to dwell on anything in thought, to contemplate, to study, to turn or revolve any subject in the mind, right? So as we're thinking about God, and every person, no matter how young or how old you are, we can meditate on the scriptures. And what we can do is we can take a scripture and say, what does this mean to me? What does it mean that no weapon formed against me shall prosper? What does that mean? Well, it says no weapon. Well, how many is involved in that? And any weapon formed against you. Now, here's the funny thing. Why are we surprised when a weapon is formed against us? It does not say there will be no weapons formed against you. It says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So we know that weapons get formed against us. We know that things come against us. The question is, do we just crumble at that point? Or have we meditated the scripture to the point where we believe when a weapon is formed against us, it cannot prosper? What does it mean to prosper? It can't overcome us. Just because it comes against us does not mean that it wins. Yes. right? So we meditate on the word, we dwell on it. What does it mean when God will supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus? What does that actually mean? We hear it at church. We hear the scripture being said. Many of us can quote it. But what does it actually mean?
Yahoo.
Yahoo. It means my God, almighty, all-sufficient, all-knowing, all-loving, my God shall, not might, not could, not should, but shall supply. Supply actually does not just mean meat. It actually means supply to the point where there's excess available. Supply, all. How many?
All.
So what's left out? Nothing. Nothing's left out of all. All's all inclusive. All of your need. First thing I'm going to do is say, if anyone has never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, that is the first step that we need to take. The first step that we take is to receive Jesus as our Lord, as our Savior, and make entrance into the family. And once we've made entrance into the family, the Word of God is able to transform us. We have a journey that we're on once we take the first step of accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there, you know what? He's in the kingdom of God, and now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And the scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord. You are my Savior. I receive you, and I receive that I am cleansed, and that I am clean, and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com, because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
We know that you have received revelation knowledge from this message. We invite you to continue to listen to this message from Pastor Terry at the next regularly scheduled broadcast of Victory is Assured.
All of us here at Real Life Church would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. However, during these unusual times, we will be holding our Sunday and Wednesday services live online on YouTube. Here is how you get there. Go to YouTube, type in Kurt Owen Ministries, and when you get to that page, tap on Kurt Owen Ministries, and then the live broadcast will be right in front of you. Real Life Church, the most loving church in the world, where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated,